The 5 minute avart over the summer will come from Camp Dina. And therefore, I apologize to all those who enjoy the usual beautiful singing at the end of the Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Balak, we have two Rishayim, Balak ben Tzippor and Bilam Arasho, who try to curse Bnei Yisrael, try to bring our downfall. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns it all around. And not only do they not curse us, but they give us big brachos, big blessings for all of Bnei Yisrael. The Hail Gimri 9 brings down that if you take the gematria of Balak ben Tzippor together with the gematria of Bilam, the gematria is exactly 702, which is exactly gematria Shabbos. What's pshat? What's the connection between Shabbos and Balak ben Tzippor together with Bilam? So I thought we could explain that Shabbos is the source of all bracha in the world. Shabbos is the source of all blessing and all holiness. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed the seventh day and made it holy. The Mefarshim there explain that each Shabbos is the makar, is the source of all bracha and all kedusha, all blessing and all holiness of the upcoming week. And therefore, if Balak ben Tzippor and Bilam brought bracha to Klal Yisrael, surely somehow the source had to be Shabbos, as the source of all bracha and kedusha comes from Shabbos. And we as well have to believe and understand that every Shabbos that we keep properly and we connect too deeply, b'kedusha, b'simcha, could bring tremendous bracha, tremendous blessing, tremendous kedusha to our families, to all of Klal Yisrael. The Helga Chsam Sefer brings also a very beautiful remez that's very connected to this Imri Noam in the parasha, in Parashas Balak, Parachav Gimel, Pasuk Yir Aleph. Balak says to Bilam, "Vayomer Balak el Bilam, Me'as Isoli Lakov Avay Lekach Ticha, Vinei Barach Tavarech." Balak says to Bilam, "What are you doing to me? I took you to curse Bnei Yisrael, and you're blessing Bnei Yisrael." Chsam Sofer explains that if you take the Jewish calendar year, there are 222 days of Tachnun. That means those are 222 days of no added simcha. Days when there's some touch of tzaras, of difficulty. And there are 132 days where there is no tachlan. 132 days of yontav, of simcha, of Shabbos. Days where we're joyful, when we're happy. We don't bring tachlan into the equation. Balak said to Bilam, "Lakov avay lakaticha, I took you to curse Bnei Yisrael." What did he want? He wanted to bring that every day should be miserable. Every day should be sad. Every day should be a day of tachnun. So he says, "Lakov ayvai, to curse my enemies." Lakov lamid kuv vez is gematria 132. He wanted him to take the 132 days where there's no tachnun, 130 days of yontav and Shabbos, and curse those days. Make that every day is a day of tachnun. But what did end up happening? The Eibishter made the Bilam beirachta varech should bring bracha. Barach barech is gematria 222. Those are the days of tzaras. Those are, in the end, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Bilam to give bracha, so that the 222 days that we say tachlan should be full of bracha as well, as every moment of our lives should be full of bracha and full of simcha. Shabbos Kodesh, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes, tells us, "Kol Hashomer Shabbos Kilchas Umeichlin Al Kol Vanosav." Even if you're Oyvidei Avodah Zarah Kedar Enosh, if you keep Shabbos properly, the mitzvahs of Shabbos, the simcha of Shabbos, the oinik Shabbos, you can be forgiven for all your sins. Shabbos is a source of all bracha, to turn every day of the year into bracha, as Chsam Sofer explains. This Shabbos Kodesh happens to simultaneously be the beginning of the 3 weeks. Shiva Azar Batamas is on this Shabbos. We're nidcha, we push it off to Sunday when we're going to commemorate and fast, but it's really this Shabbos. Maybe Bezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a Siman Tov. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that if Shabbos is the source of all bracha and kedusha, so this year, the 3 weeks, which is usually set aside as a time of tzaras, a time of difficulty, of tragedy, of commemorating all the difficulties that Bnei Israel has been through, and is a miserable time. If it falls out in Shabbos, we're not going to be Bitzaris, we're not going to be Bavelis. Shabbos is the source of all Kedusha and all Bracha. And Shabbos, as we're explaining, is the source of all Kedusha and Bracha of the whole upcoming week. So hopefully in the merit in the Zchus of Shabbos Kodesh, not only will this Shabbos be full of Simcha, but the upcoming week where all Bracha and Kedusha comes from Shabbos full of Simcha, we're not going to have to commemorate the 3 weeks and the 9 days in Tisha B'Av, as we'll be Zoichet only Simcha and Bracha and Gula, If Mashiach did keinu b'mheira b'meinu, everyone should have a beautiful Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha, full of bracha.